just once a year we put this out. So it came out in March and the grants are open. And I think they close on Friday the 29th of April.
Yeah, so they're for community groups like sporting clubs and not-for-profits, yeah?
Yes, that's right. It's up to $3,000 of a project. So there's some different categories. There's minor, just small capital works that, you know, clubs and organisations want to take part in. Culture and events, anything that, you know, events and art, some ideas that they have. Community health and wellbeing, or recreation and open space. So there's lots of different categories there to put some small projects under. And we're asking for clubs and community groups to put in grant applications. So you'll find the applications on our website. If you look under on the council website and look under latest news, you'll find all about the grant scheme there. And you can either put it in, you know, via email or hand deliver it. And if you need some help, Stephen Turner from our community services, he's available to help somebody, you know, with an application if they're not too sure how to fill it in.
Yeah, well, community groups are mad not to take advantage of this. So up to $3,000, and it might be something as simple like a sporting club in their kitchen might want to get a new oven or something like that.
Yes, that's the sort of thing that's exactly this is made for. So some of the other things I think in the past have been the Forth Football Club with a kitchen renovation. I think I can remember Friends of the Penguin Cemetery having a grant, and the Turners Beach Community Garden. So over the years, there's been quite a few. So I think the total grant amount is around $30,000. So there's, you know, there's quite a bit of money there to go out into different clubs. And, yes, just need to get those applications in.
Yep. All right, so go to the Central Coast Council website or drop in, and applications close Friday. You've announced that you're not going around as mayor next time around. How long have you got left on your term?
The election is in October this year, so I feel like I've probably come out a little bit early because lots of people are talking to me about it, and I feel I'm not quite ready yet to retire. But I just knew that in October I would need to sign on for another 4 years, and I think for another 4 years for me would be too long. I've been mayor now for 12 years and I've been on council for 17 years, and I think it's time for a change. And yes, you know, let somebody else take the reins. And our council, we're pretty lucky. We all get on really well, and it's been, you know, it's been such a privilege to lead this council, which is in a good financial position and had lots of so many great projects over the years. And still lots of things I'd like to see completed. However, I'm sure they'll be completed when I'm still not in the chair.
That coastal pathway is starting to really take shape now, isn't it?
Yes, we're adding a few different sections to it now, and by the end of this year, yes, we'll see quite a little bit completed on that. So that is really exciting. It's been something that we've certainly pushed over the last 12 years that I know of, 12, 13, and I know others before then, before it was even started, were pushing, you know, way back in, you know, early 2000s. So, yes, it's been a long, drawn-out project, but just look at the, you know, the number of people out on bikes now and the people out on those pathways, and it's great to see everybody out being so active.
Good to see. Well, I'm sure you're happy that you got the beehive completed before you sign off.
Yes, hive is certainly up and running. And by the way, there's a new art exhibition in the hive too. If people haven't been in to see it, it's just absolutely stunning. So it's one of Patrick Greaves' works, and it's certainly worth going in to have a look at. So. But yes, the hive is working very well. Some wonderful things in there to see. So if you haven't been in, make sure you get in to have a look.
Indeed.
Or just pop up for a coffee because the cafe there is always open.
Right, Jan, thanks for taking our call. Appreciate it. Have a good day.
Always a pleasure. Thank you.